TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Tanya with a question. Do your sight difficulties sometimes make it difficult to sleep? If so, help is at hand from researchers who have pulled together tips and information from a sleep study that's focusing on the problems faced by blind and partially sighted people. The study is still ongoing, so if you are over 18 and living in the UK with sight problems, you can sign up to take part. The study is a joint project by Blind Veterans UK and researchers at Circadian Therapeutics, and I will give you details of how to sign up at the end. Sleep and biological daily rhythms, circadian rhythms, are essential to maintaining the healthy balance and functioning of the mind and body, including daytime alertness and sleep timing. Part of our brain acts as a master internal body clock and keeps our body in line with the 24-hour day. One of the main ways it does this is through light perception. During the day, when there is bright light, our brain is telling the body that it's time to be awake. Then, during the night, when it's dark, our brain tells the body that it's time to sleep. For visually impaired people, this process is often disrupted due to a reduction or total loss of light information reaching the brain through the eyes. This makes it much harder for the internal body clock to stay in line with the 24-hour day, and as a result, visually impaired people often experience sleep disruption. So, what tips have the researchers compiled so far for better sleep for visually impaired people? Their advice includes the following 10 pointers. 1. Keep to a sleep schedule. Try to wake up and go to sleep at the same time every day, even at weekends, and try to set a bedtime that allows you 7 or 8 hours of sleep every night. 2. Create a sleep-friendly bedroom. Is it dark enough? Is your bed comfortable? Is it too hot? Is it too cold? Try to create the perfect environment for sleeping. 3. Limit your caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine intake in the evening. 4. Try to keep a wind-down routine. Set aside time every evening to relax and get ready for bed. 5. Try to avoid long naps during the day, as this may make it more difficult to sleep at night. If you do need to nap, try to limit it to around 20 minutes. 6. Maintain a healthy diet. Try to keep your blood sugar in check and drink plenty of water. 7. Keep active. Exercise your body and mind during the day, but avoid physical exercise close to bedtime. 8. Try to eat meals at regular times and avoid big meals within 4 hours of going to bed. If you're hungry at night, try a healthy light snack, such as a piece of fruit. 9. Avoid watching TV, eating, or studying in bed. This will help to create a strong link in your mind between bed and sleep. 10. Try following the quarter of an hour rule. If you're still awake after about 15 minutes of trying to sleep, get out of bed, go to another room and run through your wind-down routine until you are feeling sleepy and ready to return to bed. If your vision allows you some light perception, there are additional steps you can take. For example, in the mornings, increase your exposure to daylight. Exposure to bright light for 30 to 60 minutes when you first wake up will help energize you for the day and help keep your body clock in order. And in the evenings, try to avoid bright light and limit your use of electrical devices such as smartphones and tablets, because these give off bright lights. Looking more widely, there could be also an option of taking melatonin to help you sleep. This doesn't work for everyone, so do make sure you speak to a doctor before going down this route. Melatonin is a natural hormone released by the brain during hours of darkness at night. It helps to promote sleep and to regulate the internal body clock. Dealing with fatigue during the day can also be a problem if you regularly experience disrupted sleep. If this is the case, the researchers' top 5 tips to combat fatigue are: 1. Eat often to beat tiredness and stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Try eating regular meals and snacks throughout the day rather than eating large meals less frequently. Two, if you're feeling exhausted, then exercise might be the last thing on your mind. However, regular exercise can make you feel more energized and can also help you to sleep better at night. Even a 15-minute walk can give you an energy boost. Three, feeling stressed uses up a lot of energy. Try introducing relaxing activities into your day. Things like going for a walk, reading a book, and meditation can all help you relax. Four, watch your caffeine and alcohol intake because both can have a negative impact on your nighttime sleep, making you even sleepier during the day. Five, rule out health problems. Fatigue is a common symptom of problems such as diabetes, heart problems, arthritis, and sleep apnea. Some medications can also cause tiredness, so check with your doctor to see if any of these could be contributing to your difficulty sleeping. And finally, a reminder that if you would like to take part in the sleep survey, you can fill in an online registration form at our soundings link, tnflink.uk/10n for November. That's tnflink.uk/10n, which is the URL smartsurvey.co.uk/s/sleep-study-register.
TNF Soundings.